Time for our daily COVID-19 update, and visiting with us today after taking a couple of days off is Bob Koppel, President, CEO of Ascension Via Christi Hospital. Bob, good morning. Thanks again for joining us.
Morning, Dave.
Appreciate all that you do, and of course, you know, you've got a new title. Also, talking from an economic perspective, this task force and opening things up, and we'll discuss that, you know, further here this morning. But, you know, that's got to be an interesting challenge for not just you, but everybody that's in the community that's participating in that.
Well, you know, I think one, it's a pretty diverse group. I actually got to meet some people I've never met before, which is always kind of cool. And, you know, when actually Jason Smith and I, he's the CEO of our chamber here, we were approached about co-chairing that. I think we're both kind of like, well, one, what's this going to be? And then two, I think we all just realize we've got to have an approach that's well thought out, and we want people to have some input. It's an interesting assignment because we have no decision-making capability. That's not really our role. It's how to facilitate and translate, as one of the words I use, because we will get the orders from the governor, we'll get the orders from our local health departments. In Manhattan, as a community, it's got a peculiarity in that it actually resides in two counties, and so we will actually need to abide by both orders. And so it's really, you know, how are we going to collaborate around that, coordinate hopefully some consistency between all parties. And that's really, I think, a key role for the group is just to also just provide input back to both of the county health officers, both sets of county commissioners. And Gary County also plays into this because we have a lot of traffic, both commercial and individuals going back and forth there too. And you just want to have some consistency. It's really hard. One of the things a couple of people brought up yesterday in our group is the difficulty in messaging to individuals in the community if there's three different sets of rules they have to follow. And so it's just really how can we work together so that we have kind of a coordinated single message for people.
Well, there's a lot at stake, obviously, from an economic perspective. And one of the things, you know, with the opening up of the commerce side of the community during this aspect is that you don't want to forsake the health factors either.
Well, certainly. You know, so we actually only have to look to Europe to kind of see, because they're ahead of us, right? They're ahead of us a few weeks or in some cases almost a month. And so you can really see what has happened as they have kind of, and they've been pretty deliberate about this. And they've also been regional about it in many of the European countries, which I think also makes sense. But what they have seen, as you might expect from a healthcare side, is that they're actually seeing more positives. They're seeing another kind of, and it's not been as bad as their initial push there in many locations, but you're seeing another kind of push of patients into the system again. And so, I mean, I think that's just that whole, we've got to be thoughtful about how we do that because we're going to always try to minimize the number of people who become infected. We're always going to try to minimize the health impacts on folks. But also, I mean, there's a kind of that balance with, so how do you open and make sure businesses can be successful and what's going to kind of be our new working environment, at least for, you know, the foreseeable future.
And I think, you know, you'd also be remiss, Beth, without saying that the care that we have with social distancing you know, washing your hands, sanitizer, masks, that's not something that probably should end anytime soon either.
No, you know, actually, I think if anything, it's probably, obviously I was talking about this with my wife last night. This is the time, you know, for every business or retail space or, you know, food provider or whatever, the attention to cleanliness and hygiene is probably more important now than it's ever been. There's going to be a lot of scrutiny. You know, we would fully expect that from the clients or the customers who are going into these businesses. They're really going to be watching to see what's the practices of the people who work there, you know, what precautions are being taken. And, you know, that, again, will actually, I think that's going to be a challenge because that is potentially a make or break for a business as well. If they're not seeing, if the perception is not that they don't follow the practices, if it's not a clean, et cetera, that could damage their business. And so it's a big challenge for especially the small business owners, how are you going to balance all this? How are you going to make it all, you know, just work? You know, part of our conversation with Jason and I has been around what's just practical things that people can do to help themselves and their organization. And I think that's, again, something we've just got to focus on with the task force. We don't have to write the orders. We don't have to do any of that stuff. But what's things we can very practically deliver to business owners to help them kind of navigate through all of this? You know, don't overbuy on the PPE. You know, don't buy higher level stuff than what you need. You know, it's just really what's the need and let's meet that need. Because all of this will come with an expense. And that's just something, you know, every business owner's got to be real cognizant of.
Looks to me like, you know, the next few days, weeks, whatever the case may be, you know, we do want to continue these visits with you and some others, and we're going to be taking probably a little bit more from an economic perspective and visit with some of the members of the task force, hopefully, here in the next few days. But, you know, let's just touch base real quickly, Bob, on the status of Ascension Via Christi Hospital. By the way, really enjoyed Steve Land the other day with Walmigo, and you know, the current population of COVID patients that you have at your Manhattan facility.
So actually, I don't believe we have any inpatients or positives. We still we kind of just now it's kind of an ongoing thing. We have 2 to 4. PUIs or persons under investigation, that is now kind of just that's become part of our new normal. And so that part actually is pretty very manageable, actually. What we are seeing on the outpatient side is there's a little bit more of an uptick in people being testing because they're symptomatic. We definitely have, with about a county away from us, we have a location where there's now been numerous positives coming out of a business, and so that's kind of known. Specific to Wamigo, I think they had 3 positive swabs come back yesterday. One person lived in Pot County, and 2 lived in Waubenzie. And so, I mean, we are seeing kind of a little bit of an uptick and a climb in some of the positives, and that's just, you know, as you get additional, call them little clusters or whatever word you want to use. As we get more and more of those around the state, we're going to anticipate seeing that. You know, I think everybody anticipates the governor's going to lift the stay-at-home order this weekend. That's, you know, I guess I'd personally be surprised if that doesn't change. As that frees people up to move more, you know, I think we should just expect to see more positives start to show up in other parts of the state that perhaps haven't had them before. Just as people start moving more freely and there's more, you know, just traffic, if you will. Because the virus is very easy. You know, we've talked about this a lot. It's very easy to transport and share with others. It's very contagious. And a lot of the people doing that are asymptomatic. They do not have symptoms. And so they're unaware. And so we would just expect to see, and this is, you know, again, we've seen this in other countries, as the orders are lifted within, you know, 10 to, you know, 15, 18 days, you start to see a lot more widespread positives, and you start to see more positives.
Well, Bob, we feel somewhat encouraged by some of the developments here over the last few days, and especially I think that you and the healthcare field have to find it encouraging that you currently don't have any patients that have been diagnosed with the coronavirus, although you do have a few that are looking at. What's that?
I said that's actually a big deal.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of the appropriate words, but that it actually is a very big deal that we don't have people who are hospitalized who are positive. And one, obviously, for the individuals, that's a good thing. But, you know, also, it just really shows the impact of if you, you know, implement at least some level of social distancing. If you're just careful, and I do think there's more attention to hygiene and what people are touching, et cetera, all of those things really do contribute to helping and lessening the spread and keeping people healthy.
Bob Koppel, thank you for joining us this morning. And we have Dr. Sagan Chase going to be joining us tomorrow morning here in this segment. Looking forward to that. And continued thank you for your assistance in helping communicate these messages and this information to the community.
Oh, you bet. Thanks, Dave.